there are people in the world who have these experiences, and there are very definitely lots of people who have those sorts of experiences, and they're not necessarily given a voice or a way to express the impact that that's had.
Do you think you can just get over trauma with time?
Arguably, no, you can't really. You can repress it, and a lot of people learn to cope by repressing. And, in fact, part of the way that we raise our children is we teach them to repress from birth.
Mm.
And people don't really understand, but I say, well, that's what a controlled crying technique does. That it actually tells your baby, don't bother crying because we're not coming, so just learn to get over it. So that's a challenge because in the Western world in particular, we do this all the time. We actually teach our children to repress and, you know, go to the next step. They fall over, they scrape their knee. What do we look for in society? It's blood. If there's no blood, we tell them it's fine, there's nothing wrong. That's not true. Does it still hurt? Yes, it still hurts. So that's why we talk about magic kisses. Magic kisses make it all better. No, magic kisses actually help the brain to release the hormones that are at the surface of the skin that numb the surface of the skin and make it better. So we're not mollycoddling a child when we do these things. We're actually validating and connecting their brain to what's actually going on in their body.
Right. It's interesting you say that. My daughter now gives me magic kisses, you know, if I've got a sore head from maybe when she's hit me or something.
Absolutely.
If you've just joined me, I'm speaking with psychologist Kerry Howard. She's the author of the book The Trouble with Trauma, and we're talking about trauma today in light of Grace Tame receiving Australian of the Year last week, the award for Australian of the Year, I'm sorry. And Kerry's saying that Grace has channeled her trauma and is recovering from her trauma because she's channeling that energy into speaking out about it and speaking out for so that other people can speak out about it as well. When it comes to, you know, when you mention those smaller, let's say smaller traumas, you know, you were talking about you have those little traumas as a kid, you know, like falling over, things like that. But when we talk about the bigger traumas in life, big life events, you might end up in hospital because of an accident. You might have a parent die, something like that. You might even witness a traumatic event happening to somebody else. How do you work through that?
So a big part is at first to acknowledge that it has an impact. So going back to Grace for one moment, one of the things that she's done is she's become a yoga teacher. So one of the things that we need to do is actually validate the feelings that we have within our own body and what we're experiencing. Yoga helps you to reconnect to the body. So what she's done is she's validating the fact that she does have these experiences and feelings, and she's trying to work through them. And it's, she openly admits, doesn't always work, not always perfect. But a big part of what I talk about in the book is about developing better self-awareness. And a big part of developing that self-awareness is being able to recognize when that feeling kind of comes up. So when we talk about people who might have a car accident, they develop PTSD. One of the reasons that they develop PTSD is because they constantly condition their brain to avoid the source of the stress in terms of visual or whatever. So if it was on a particular street or a corner or something, or there was a particular experience in, that they had at the time, somebody in the car with them, or maybe they were in the passenger seat, then those same things kind of can trigger them later on, and they'll then try to avoid them because they don't like the feeling that comes up. A big part of when we talk about how we process that is a lot of times we need sometimes a therapist to assist us to go back through that traumatic experience without the cortisol that's released in our body when we get very stressed, and go back through it and kind of adjust what we're telling ourselves about it. So most of the time the reason it causes ongoing traumatic experience is because we've blamed ourselves for something in it that meant that we feel like we're at fault somehow.
Okay. I mean, it's pretty deep stuff we're talking about this morning. So if this does bring up any issues for you, you can contact Lifeline. They're here to help. It's 13 11 14. That's 13 11 14. Kerry Howard, thanks so much for talking to me this morning. I guess, is there any parting message that you'd like to give to somebody who's perhaps going through something at the moment?
The main thing, I think, is to actually recognise that your feelings and how they're being expressed sometimes in our health, they're all really valid, and that a big part of our recovery is to try and then find purpose for why that traumatic event may have happened and what you might be able to do to move forward, which is what Grace has actually done within herself. It helps to have a purpose to be able to recover.
Okay. Thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We're 14 minutes away from 11 o'clock this morning. And just to reiterate, 13, 11, 14 is the number for Lifeline. If what we were just talking about did bring up any issues for you,